Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming on Thursday, May 6th. It'll be broadcast live from the Superior Livestock offices and studios in Texas on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 and the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering over 30,000 head, 9,100 yearling steers, 8,100 yearling heifers, 5,600 weaned calves, and over 6,500 head of calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117 for more information and, of course, to get details on registering for your buyer number. At next Superior Livestock Auction, Thursday, May 6th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, the April live cattle contract, now history, and it finished trading with a bang, falling to $116. Jews now the front month and is only slightly higher than where April finished, indicating that the trade does not expect stronger cash prices in the near term. June futures were able to close higher for the week, but have carved out a definitive sideways trading range. Grain futures trading limits are expanded as of the beginning of this week in anticipation of greater volatility this summer. Higher grain prices will have substantial impact on cattle prices. Hogs in and about face on Friday with June and July closing limit up. All futures contracts closed at new highs, turning the trend in all contracts solidly higher. There should be some follow through Monday at the beginning, but no way of telling whether that will carry throughout the day. Cash turned higher Friday along with strong cutouts. High grain prices are not affecting hogs as they are for cattle, but it will have a greater impact over time as there may be lower hog numbers due to a reduced desire to keep hog barns full. July Kansas City wheat trading about 9.5 cents higher early today, pulled up by corn, while a mix of rain and snow falls in eastern Colorado. Parts of Kansas and Oklahoma expect beneficial rains this week, but the rest of the hard red winter wheat region will be mostly dry until better chances are anticipated in the second week. July corn's trading up 15 cents early today, starting the week at new highs, while the 7-day forecast shows little rain available for Brazil's second corn crop to handle pollination and above normal temperatures. July soybeans are trading 13 cents higher early today, with more bull spreading seen in the May contract. Late Friday, the CME announced 66 deliveries of May soybeans, a light start with 4,422 May contracts still open. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, June live cattle up 52 cents, 116.57. August was up 122 at 118.62. May feeder cattle down 225 Friday, 133.60. August down 312, 146.75. May hogs up $1.40, 110.12. June was up $3 at 109.72. On the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, May is up 9.75, 698.25. July was up 9 cents Friday, 703.5. Chicago wheat, May up 5 cents Friday, 742.5. July was up 5.75 at 734.75. May corn up 38 cents, 740. July was up 25 cents, 673.25. May soybeans up 28.5, 1571. July was up 32 cents, the 1534.25.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.